Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Warst du bereit? Are you ready? Moin und willkommen zu dieser neuen Episode. Heute schwätzen wir über das Verb verstehen. Verstehen meaning to understand. So the verb verstehen is one of the first verbs you will learn if you start your Luxembourgish learning journey. So you will learn in your first lesson to say, ich verstehe das nicht, meaning I don't understand this. Wir wiederholen, we repeat, ich verstehe das nicht. Ich verstehe das nicht. So, ich verstehe means I understand. And ich verstehe das nicht is an oft-repeated sentence in a beginner's class. However, I've noticed that almost all of my students, even the more advanced learners, always hesitate when it comes to conjugating correctly verstehen by using it in a sentence. And we will start with a useful tip I will share with you. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Dann lass. So let's get started with this useful tip. In episode 25 of this podcast, you have learned how to conjugate the verb gehen, right? Now, do you remember how to conjugate the verb gehen? Let me put you to the test. So I say the personal pronoun, so ich, du, and then you try to conjugate it. Good. So in the present tense. So ich, hopefully you said ich gin, okay, and then du. Gehst, hin hat sie geht, mir gehen, dir geht, sie gehen. Hopefully you've got it right. And do you remember the past participle of gehen? Yes, this was gang, or you can say gangen. And now I have great news for you. Now that you know how to conjugate the verb gehen, you can as well conjugate the verb verstehen because it follows the same pattern. Easy, isn't it? So in the present tense, how would you say I understand? Hopefully you've said ich verstehen. Okay, so the ending is the same. The verb is verstehen, and then you say ich verstehen, and then du verstehst, jen hat sie versteht, and then mir verstehen, dir versteht, sie verstehen. Remember that ich, mir, sie always have the same pattern. So ich verstehen, mir verstehen, sie verstehen. And then for du, you have du verstehst. Jen hat sie oder it versteht. And then dir versteht. And the past participle of verstehen is verstehen. Or like for the verb gehen, you can also add "-en" at the end. You can say verstehen. Maybe you remember how to build the present perfect for the verb gehen. So which auxiliary verb did we use? Sinn or hun? Yes, we said ich sinn gang oder ich sinn gangen. But be careful. For verstehen, we have to use the verb Hun to build the present perfect, because this is not a verb showing a movement and direction. So you will say, if you want to say, I have understood, you will say, Ich hun verstaan or Ich hun verstaanen. Yes? So let's repeat for the correct pronunciation. Ich hu verstaan or Ich hu verstaanen. Did you hear the difference? First I said Ich hun verstaan. And now I said, Ich hu verstaan. So when we speak at normal speed, we will then drop the N because of our N rule. And if you don't know the N rule, you can head over to my blog and there is a lesson called the N rule. Okay? Donc, Ich hu verstaan or Ich hu verstaanen. And note that verstoen has no imperfect tense, so you have to use it in the present perfect if you want to speak in the past. Now I suggest that we practice with some common phrases. So we need to make sure to use the correct tense of the verb verstoen. So if you want to say in Luxembourgish, I don't understand the question, how would you say I don't understand the question? So, I don't understand is Ich verstehe nicht, and the question is t'fro. But here, watch out, the nicht comes at the end of the sentence. So, correctly is Ich verstehe t'fro nicht. Ich verstehe t'fro nicht. And then to say I don't understand this, that you have learned at the beginning of this episode, do you remember how to say this? Yes, Ich verstehe dat nicht. Ich verstehe dat nicht. Okay? And then, you can also say, if you want to say, my father doesn't understand any English, you would say, Mein Pap versteht kein Englisch. Mein Pap versteht kein Englisch. You can say the same, for example, if you want to say, my grandmother doesn't understand any English, you would say, Mein Großmam versteht kein Englisch. Good. Now let's make some sentences in the present perfect. Now if you want to say, I haven't understood the question, then you would say, Ich hun t'fro nicht verstaan. Remember that when in Luxembourgish we do a tense in the present perfect, the past participle, so here verstaan, comes at the very end of the sentence. So let's repeat how to say I haven't understood the question. Ich hun t'fro nicht verstaan. Oder Ich hun t'fro nicht verstaanen. Yes? Good. Another example in the present perfect. You want to say, I have understood everything. Do you know how to say everything? This is alles, alles. So you can say, Ich schon alles verstaan oder Ich schon alles verstaanen. Great. Now, let's move over how to use the verb verstoen with the modal verbs. Modal verbs are verbs like, such like müssen, können, sollen, dürfen. Okay. If you would like to say, I can understand you well, you will say, Ich kann dich gut verstoen. Ich wiederholen, Ich kann dich gut verstoen. Let me explain here two further aspects of this sentence. So remember that a modal verb here, like können, ich kann is the verb können, requires us to have a second verb in the phrase. And this second verb here is verstoen, comes at the very end of the phrase at the infinitive form. And don't add the small word zu before this second verb, because we don't do this with modal verbs. So let's repeat how to say I can understand you well. Ich kann dich gut verstehen. And a second point I wanted to mention is, as you can see, verstehen needs the accusative case. So you have to say Ich verstehe dich to say I understand you. Ich verstehe dich. ich verstehe dich. Another sentence with a modal verb. How would you say I want to understand Luxembourgish? So I want is ich will. And then how would you continue? Yes, ich will Lützebäuerisch verstehen. Ich will Lützebäuerisch verstehen. Gut. Imperative tense. So here, this is to give someone an order, okay? So for example, if you want to say to someone, don't get me wrong. Yes, just let's learn this sentence for today. Don't get me wrong. You would say, versteh mich nicht falsch. Versteh mich nicht falsch. So here we use versteh, and this is the imperative form for the singular pronoun du. If you want to use this in a formal situation, so you don't know the person very well, then you would say versteht mich nicht falsch. Versteht mich nicht falsch. Okay, so the imperative for the du form is versteh and for the dir is versteht. Ja, alles klar? Gut, gut. Then let's finish this episode with some Luxembourgish or with one Luxembourgish expression with verstehen. For example, if you want to say that's self-evident or that goes without saying, this is dat versteht sich vom selben. Mir wiederholen. Dat versteht sich vom selben. Dat versteht sich vom selben. So, that goes without saying. Are you ready to practice a little bit? Yes, I think so. Okay, so I will give you three sentences or some questions and sentences, and you will have to translate those into Luxembourgish. Prêt? Dann lass. So how would you ask me, can you informal understand this? So can you understand this is informal. Kannst du dat verstehen? Hopefully you've got it right. Donc kannst du dat verstehen? Number two. I don't understand what he is saying. So the first part is easy because you have learned it. So I don't understand is ich verstehe nicht. And what he is saying is wat jen seht. So the complete sentence would be ich verstehe nicht wat jen seht. And a third sentence or question to translate, how would you ask formal, do you understand Luxembourgish? This is, versteht dir Lützebäuerisch? Because you have learned at the beginning of this episode that you understand in the plural form is dir versteht. And if you want to make a sentence, you would start with versteht, followed by dir, and then Lützebäuerisch. Versteht dir Lützebäuerisch? Great. Now, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and that now you feel confident using the verb verstehen in your everyday life conversations. Now, with this knowledge under your belt, you are ready to start mastering the conjugation of the Luxembourgish verbs. So practice a little bit and don't be afraid to dive deeper into the language with us. So trust us, when you know the basics, such as to greet someone, to conjugate your verbs, which you will need in everyday life conversations, for example, gehen oder verstehen, dealing with everything else won't be too hard. So start your Luxembourgish learning journey today with us and master in just 8 weeks the basics of the language with our self-study online course A1 Foundation. You will find the link in the show notes and by clicking on the link, you will be ready to start today by signing up directly on our online school platform. Merci fürs Nolauschtren. Thank you for listening. An euch soen bis nächste Woche. An einen schönen Tag.